don't go looking for signs and wonders and stuff. They just happen. And certain things, like a little confirmation, a little nudge. You know, God's got a great sense of humor. So I'm in here all bundled up. I have my jacket in the car, but I'm putting on stuff and people donate it. I don't care. It's keeping me warm, right? Well, the people that are on the streets, they don't care what it looks like. I pray if you donate things, it's right now closed. No, no more for hand up. But keep it aside, you know. But it should be nice, you know. But my whole point of this video, I'm in here dying laughing. Like so good. No, I'm living and laughing. And I just did a video about hand up and how it's not just a hand out. It's a hand up. You know, bringing someone and showing them that they are loved, that Jesus loves them, and they don't have to sit in pain. Even if they're walking the streets, if they're homeless, they feel helpless, faithless, doubting everything in this world, not loving themselves, whatever it may be. But God has it for you. He has the answer, your salvation through Jesus. And believing in your heart, coming to Him and surrendering it all, no matter how much money you have or don't have. There are so many people on these streets that feel more loved, rich in love, because they know they are through Christ. Not what's in their pocket. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Not saying that money is like, yeah, you know, obviously, to make things happen in this life, God provides it all. He wants it to happen. But He wants you to walk towards Him. And there's a man. When I first started Hand Up about a year ago, I was just talking about this on a video a second ago, and then I started getting to work. God's like, get to work, Kristen. Stop doing videos, but here we are again. But I have to tell this. It's a special moment. And I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. And Holy Spirit. This man, Lee, when I first started Hand Up, went and got backpacks along with some other people. I needed it. And, you know, got him some stuff. And it was in this season. It was cold. So he had cold. And he kept asking for a belt. But I was able to, like, pray with him over him. He had alcohol issues. He had a lot of mental things going on. He had a lot. But I saw him. I didn't see what he was wearing, how he was smelling, whatever. His past. No, I saw now and what we can do about it. And that he doesn't have to live that way. And that he has an opportunity, the choice to make to come to Christ. You know, because of love, joy, peace, and what Jesus did for him. So, I didn't get to spend all the time in the world with him. But all it took was a little bit of my time. That it was my honor to God and pleasure to do. This man, even though he's homeless, right? He ended up getting some hope. I saw it in his eyes. I was able to pray over him. And this is fresh, you know, hand up. And he kept asking for a belt. And I was like, man, every time, you know. But he didn't come like, I need this. Disgruntled. No. You could tell his heart was hurting. But he did believe and know how good Jesus was to him. And is to him. Sorry, is to him. Well, he is up there. He is up there. That's the part that I wanted to get to. Jesus has always been good to you. He has never walked away from you ever. He never walked away from him. I will never forget the day that Ellen called me and said, our brother Lee went in the room to be with the Lord. He had alcohol poisoning. Or some would say, oh, he's in hell because of it. No, that's twisted and it's incorrect. God doesn't do that. Say, oh, we just had a drink. He's done. You believe, and once you're saved, you can't, like, unsave yourself. But never got him that belt. And I told my mom that. I cried into her, and I'm like, glory to God. And I knew this, but glory to God. She said, Kristen, you gave him even better. The best. Through Christ, you gave him a new belt. You're leading him. Show him. So it's not about the backpack. Like the actual backpack. It's about what you're going to be giving him. Your heart, to sowing seeds, to giving for this purpose, which is God's purpose. You might not be doing a video like I do, podcast video, this, that, speak out, like, that's just who I am. Like, it's okay, but you pray about it if you want to be. Everybody should be more bold. Pray about it. Some people say I'm too much. Maybe you're not enough. No, I'm just joking. But maybe, you know, there's things that, you know, there are things that I have to tame down, turn it down a notch sometimes. But yeah, my mom said, Kristen, you give him the best. Stop thinking about that belt, but I just joke about it now, right? So I'm in here. I'm not going to show you what this looks like in here right now. It's a little bit of a process. And all of a sudden, I'm like looking around and I see. And some people be like, well, you know you have belts. No, I don't. I haven't seen a belt. Like, you can ask Brother James. I actually went to Walmart and actually purchased, with donation, but purchased a belt for him, which actually got the wrong size. And he thought that size, Brother James, was actually the wrong size. But it was actually the right one. The wrong purchase was actually the right belt. That was a crazy day. But anyway, so I come across a belt. I was just talking about me. I'm going through a bucket and I'm like, okay, what's in this one? Somebody donated. Let's see where to put this or whatever. A shirt that I will keep. It's okay. I'll probably end up giving it to somebody. I'm not stealing from God, trust me. Doesn't God have a sense of humor? Out of all the shirts, and it's the last one on the bottom. Ooh, Holy Spirit. People think it's weird when you say Holy Spirit, like, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, why have you forgotten? Did he ever forget about you? When Jesus, he said, I will give you the Holy Spirit, your advocate, your intercessor, your defender, your stand by the truth. He will show you things that you would never even think you'd see. And it's, and stuff like this, not just that, you know, I'm a miracle to be here, but this shirt was the last one in the bottom of a bucket. All those other ones look fine, too. This one, it's actually a little bit worn. But it has a purpose. It has a purpose. It's like leaving the 90, the parable Jesus says, to leave the 99 behind for that one. What t-shirt are you wearing? Lee's up there in his glorified body. Now I got a Lee shirt. And one day I will give him a hug up there. He received the prayers that the Lord put on my heart for him. No matter that drink that he had, but that his body ended up failing on him. Faith. That's what faith can do. Yeah, it's cool. I'm in here laughing. I'm in here crying. Oh my goodness. But I gotta go. And the bottom of the bucket. I tossed all those, you know, in a different bucket. I'm keeping this one. Jesus wants to throw you over his shoulder. It's like that one sheep that's went astray when the 99 were fine. You're no different than me. And you're no different than me as far as what you have. I just want you to see the unseen.